Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio, and this is Around the ATL. It is September 11th, 2019, the middle of September already. 646-652-4479 is the number to the show, of course. Tonight, what are we talking about on episode 66? College football is in full swing. Who is your favorite team in the state of Georgia? Do you have one? Are you going to watch the Falcons game on Sunday, or did you already quit being a fan? Will the Braves get past the first round of the playoffs? That's a legit question, per last year. Trae Young and John Collins were named top 100 NBA players. What do you think about that? The Atlanta Dream will no longer play at State Farm Arena. Do you care? These plus another Jordan's Jewels on tonight's Around the ATL. And, of course, as we usually try to do before we start each show, try to give shout-outs to some of our friends on the multiple pages that we both share memberships on. Primarily on Facebook, such as Falcons Nation, Dirty Bird Nation, Atlanta Bird Gang, We Are the G, Savage Dogs of UGA, New Pack City, Atlanta Hawks Nation, Hawks Nation, Atlanta Braves Fan Group, Atlanta FC Fans, and the Atlanta Dream Page. Appreciate everybody who listens on a regular basis and, of course, calls into the show and or even messages us from time to time. Remember, you can listen to us on iHeartRadio now, Radio.com, of course, Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and a whole host of other platforms to listen to Around the ATL every week. Of course, I want to give a shout out to Jordan Jackson, our co-host. He's one of the stars of a movie called Falling Star that came out a few weeks ago. Of course, huge shout out to the Ocon twins, lovely twins from London, England. We'll talk about that a little bit more in tonight's show. And by the way, tonight's show, of course, is brought to you by Savage South Apparel. If you still don't have your Falcons gear, your Braves gear, your Hawks gear for this coming season, even UGA gear, I don't know about Georgia Tech or not, make sure you hit up Jamal Price of Mall Made Graphics. He creates all these different styles unique to the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. Make sure you hit them up on mallmadegraphics.com and make sure you let them know that Around the ATL sent you. So that being said, let's go ahead and bring in our co-host for this evening. He is the website expert for ATL All Day via Fansided. He has an announcement tonight. I have to let him go ahead and do that in regards to some of his writing ventures over these next couple of months. Let's go ahead and bring Jordan to the show. Jordan, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, Chris? Everything's going well tonight. As always, a whole lot of happenings in the world of ATL sports, which we'll certainly dive deep into. And, yes, everybody go check out that movie, Falling Star. Chris says star. I'm a star of the movie, but I just, you know, I'm just a participant. I have a small role, but I am the pappy. So I guess that is important, you know what I mean. I'm going to give a shout-out to a few Facebook groups as well as some others. Atlanta Talk Sports, Atlanta Falcons 2.0, and Georgia Bulldogs Football as well, all who have been giving me some good feedback on the writings as well as giving us some good feedback on the show around the ATF from time to time. Certainly appreciate it. Also want to give a shout-out to all the people on Twitter who check us out, Hawks Twitter, Falcons Twitter, Bulldog Nation, you know, the Georgia Bulldog fans on Twitter and all. We certainly appreciate you as well. Shout-out to my guy, John Weaver. in Las Vegas, Nevada, who continues to recover. And shout out to my guy, Jamie Goodman, as well, who was on the show with us a couple of weeks ago talking UGA. And all of my 229 people, South Georgia, Albany, Georgia area, and surrounding areas. As far as announcements go, I will be doing some work for the Bulldog Maven, which is a UGA site, and there'll be more information on that going forward as far as how they're set to grow. But just excited for the opportunity to work with a very good publication and, you know, just branch out and network with some more people in this world of Atlanta and Georgia sports. With that being said, sir, talking about Atlanta and Georgia sports. Talking Atlanta and Georgia sports is one of my favorite things in this entire world to do. So let's talk about it, sir.
All right, so tonight we are starting off the college football segment for the Georgia and Atlanta area teams, of course, with the, okay, here we go, y'all, the primary team, the team that's most important to everybody, University of Georgia Bulldogs. They beat Murray State 63-17. I tell you what, you look at it just from the outside looking in, and it's like, man, they beat them bad. You have people who actually think we're 0-2, though. But let's go ahead and go through some of it, and then we'll get Jordan to give us some little detail here and there. Jake from State Farm, 10 of 11, 166 yards and one touchdown. You had Mr. Stinson Bennett come in after that, had a couple of touchdowns, threw an interception, but it looked good out there. Rushing, though, is where it's at, of course, right? You had Zeus out there getting a touchdown, DeAndre Swift getting touchdowns, Herrien getting touchdowns. Even Stinson Bennett got into the mix a little bit, got him a rushing touchdown as well. On the defensive side of the ball, of course, well, Murray State put up 17 somehow. However, one thing that we remember from last year, 1.5 sacks, one sack, one sack, one sack, half sack, half sack, half sack. We're getting pressure on people, y'all. And that was something that we really looked at last year, and we saw that that was a void. And it looks like that's been rectified. And if that continues to be the model for this season, yeah, Georgia is going to have a really good season. And I predict that we'll be in the college playoff again. So, Jordan, was there something that stood out to you, other than, of course, the rushing, that – you know, made you, okay, yeah, yeah, it's just like everybody in game two, it's Murray State, or it's this team, or it's this team. But, hey, every team that you play can beat you. So what did you think of everybody's performances, either offenses or defense, that stood out to you?
Well, first of all, even though we did dominate this game, there were some, you know, dicey moments early in this ball game. As Murray State actually tied this ball game on a 60-yard touchdown pass at 7. And after that, there was a fumble by Georgia by the tight end, Eli Wolf. Jake Fromm kind of threw him the football in the crowd. And so Murray State had the ball with the chance to take the lead. And, of course, Georgia snuffed that out and went ahead to score several times in a row. And Murray did eventually get to 17 because they did run back Stetson Bennett's interception for a touchdown. But the guys that stood out for me outside of the rushing was, for one, Jake Fromm's efficiency, 10 for 11, 166, like you said, in the touchdown. And I did see where he threw that pass to the tight end. It was a fumble. He did miss a guy that was open there. But other than that, he was nearly flawless. That's an ESPN QBR of 95.5 out of 100. As far as the way ESPN ranks a college quarterback. So very efficient performance by him. And a big part of that efficient performance was freshman wide receiver from Hoover, Alabama, George Pickens. George Pickens was spectacular. He made several great catches. He made a one-handed grab. He also made a diving grab in which he laid out last second, reached for the ball and pulled it into his body, for a catch. Got his first career touchdown as well on a 15-yard pass from Jake Fromm. And in total had four catches for 78 yards. But even more impressive than that, he blocked very well in this game. He had the key block that sprung DeAndre Swift to the outside for a 40-yard gain, which is the biggest gain that Georgia had. And anybody knows that knows Kirby Smart, they know that he values blocking in wide receivers. If you do not block in the run game for Kirby Smart, you will not play. I don't care if you're Randy Moss out there catching the football. And so this kid has a chance to elevate himself to UGA's number one receiver if he continues to block like that and catch the football like that. Also, Dominique Blaylock, a freshman, first career touchdown, three catches for 48 yards. Demetrius Robertson, who transferred over last year from Cal, a Georgia native, three catches for 21 yards and a touchdown. He has looked very good this year. Matt Landers only had one catch for 12 yards, the 6'5", a big wide receiver. So this is a group that, you know, everybody thought is going to be a problem for UGA, Chris. They actually look, you know, like they have the makings to form up something pretty good at wide receiver now. Obviously, they're inexperienced for the most part, so it's going to take a while. And Kiaris Jackson, who is also in the mix for that, did break his wrist in the first game, is going to be out in a while. But those four guys right there, they could be better than a lot of people think. And also, as you well know, we're using DeAndre Swift and James Cook out of the backfield as well. James Cook catches screen passes and also running the jet sweep options from being lined up at wide receiver. And now I don't totally want to discount the running game, though, Chris, because, I mean, we all know DeAndre Swift did his thing, six catches, 67 yards. 11.2 yards per carry, averaging over 9 yards per carry, two touchdowns. But what's been really impressive is Zamir White, sir. Another great game, six carries, 72 yards, and his first career touchdown. And he also is doing his job as a blocker. Linebacker tried to blitz through the A-gap at Jake Fromm, and Zamir stepped up and hit him directly in the jaw. And Kirby Smart took note of that. And so with him doing things like that, I think we'll soon see him receiving the second most carries at the running back position and forming a thunder and lightning type duo with DeAndre Swift, because it's going to be very, very dangerous, sir, because Zeus is a big guy who can run over you, but he also has the elusiveness to shake open field tacklers. He runs a lot like another number three for UGA, Mr. Todd Gurley, sir.
A lot of people definitely were, I would say, I guess you could say worried in regards to the wide receiving core. I mean, but that just goes into next man up and giving people that chance. And when you're a college football player of all things, and you know that this is it. This is either NFL or XFL or Arena League here. You know that, you know, again, every wide receiver out there is not going to make it. But at least you have a chance. And the only way to do that is to be able to step up and say, okay, we have a great quarterback. Let me get open and catch the ball. Can I prove that I can do that over and over and over again in a college football season? So it's definitely very impressive to see these young men really step up. And again, I'm excited about you know, the defensive side of the ball for sure, because, again, if the other team ain't scoring, we're probably going to win just because we can control the ball. We can control the line. You know, we can do that. We've proved that. And I don't think really – I'm not going to say anybody can't stop us or anything, but I don't think anybody can stop us, truth be told. And, again, competition will get stiffer, but it remains to be seen. What are you going to do with all – we're really running 17 running backs at y'all. What are you going to do about that? So 646-652-4479, if you are a UGA fan, definitely call into the show and or participate in the chat room on the blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide page. Meanwhile, we do have some other teams that we want to kind of
real quick.
Go ahead.
Before you move on, I just got to make mention of freshman Nolan Smith on the defensive side of the ball, because I just talked about offense. So you brought up pass rush. And you're right. Kirby Smart's been talking about havoc all offseason, and we're starting to see that. Nolan Smith had 1.5 sacks, but he was much more impactful than that. He was in the backfield several times, and not only does he have the speed to shoot off the edge and bend around the corner with that flexibility. It was a couple of times where he just straight up bull rushed and pushed his man directly back in towards the quarterback. And so that's a big sign to go with Azeez Ojulari, who was one of Georgia's defensive players of the week, a redshirt freshman. So Georgia's looking like they're going to set up to have an actual pass rush this year and for years to come, since both of these guys are just freshmen. One other guy I want to make mention of on, well, two other guys on defense real quick is Tyler Clark, nose tackle from America's Georgia, disruptive all game long, outstanding. And also Mark Webb, who was burned for the 60-yard touchdown pass, came back and forced a fumble. The J.R. Reed returned for a touchdown. So love to see a young man make up for his mistakes like that, Chris.
Exactly. Other teams that participated in college football this past weekend, one of them is called, well, Georgia Tech beat South Florida 14-10. All right, that's enough about that team there. All right, so GSU, they win another one big, 48-42. That's a lot of points they gave up, but they won over Furman. Kennesaw State loses, though, 26-23 in overtime in a nail-biter. Savannah State loses by 1 point to Florida Tech. Albany State, what's going on, Jordan, loses to Valdosta State 38-3. Clark Atlanta loses 24. I missed the score on that one, but they lost as well to Livingstone College. I have to find out what happened to my scores there. Jordan, any other scores that we can catch up on? Because, again, everybody who's listening right now, every year, although this is just the first year and a half, we do college football, but we only don't just talk about UGA and that other team that I almost kind of mentioned there. We talk about all the teams in the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. So if you, again, are a graduate of one of these colleges, you need to call in and talk about your team. If you're a fan of one of these teams, you need to call in and talk about your team. Why is your team losing? What's going on? Or why is your team the best team in the state of Georgia when it comes to college football? So definitely call in 646-652-4479 and lend us your ear and your opinion on your team. But, Jordan, any other teams that we need to make mention of that we forgot so far in this first full college football segment, as some of the HBCUs didn't start playing until this past weekend?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, that Livingston score, I have that for you. It was 13 for Clark and 24 for Livingston, unfortunately, for Clark there. Morehouse College has actually played two games already, losing to Alabama A&M University 30-35 in their first matchup, and actually bouncing back with a win over Edward Waters College of Florida 26-20. So they are 1-1 on the season. The Albany State rival Fort Valley State took a loss, 17-38 to Miles College. So good with Albany State being 0-1. Fort Valley matches them there. Savannah State has yet to kick off yet this year, so we'll be reporting on them soon. As for Albany State, sir, just a tough, tough matchup for them. They start off with Valdosta State University every year. It was Youth Spirit Day in this particular game. And, you know, because they're in-state rival, they play them even though they're not in their conference or division or anything like that. Of course, we know Valdosta State in an HBCU. But, man, that's a tough beating, 3-38. Valdosta State is ranked number one in the entire country for their division of college football. So, and they're also one of our Georgia teams. So we want to congratulate them and focus on them as a team to watch going forward, as a chance to have a team that has a chance, to win a championship here in the state of Georgia. And hopefully, you know, Albany State, I fully believe they'll bounce back when it comes to college play. Georgia Southwestern also had a game. They beat Sewanee 47-7. So congratulations to them for winning their opener. And as we know, Georgia State had the big win over Tennessee the first week, followed that up with a 48-42 win over Furman to keep things rolling. And let's see, I'm trying to refresh here. Oh, Kennesaw State, they down after beating Point Georgia on the 31st to start the season, 59-0. They actually fell to Kent State 26-23. in overtime. So tough loss for Kennesaw State there, sir.
And again, one of the things I want to just emphasize is that, you know, with the NFL, the soap opera that it is, that's as close as I'm going to get to touching any subjects along those lines. That's not a Falcons related. College football is still viewed as the pure of the two as far as just football overall because of the whole amateurism thing, although we all know everybody's getting paid apparently, right? So when you have that crisp Saturday morning, you know you're tailgating and eating your barbecue and everything like that and coleslaw and drinking your lemonade or whatever beverage of choice is or whatnot, and then you're able to walk into the stadium and see your team, you know, try their best to beat the other team. It's still a lot of excitement, and you know that, again, a lot of these young men, this is it. You know, they're not going past this point. And I think that's missed sometimes, is that sometimes, especially when you get to your senior year, like you're possibly never playing football again. You see what I'm saying? I think that's missed. And that's why college football, I think, is just, you know, tops sometimes when it comes to that part of it, where it's a couple of years and you've reached your peak, your pinnacle in regards to your accomplishments on the field. But guess what? You're taking those skills and abilities and what you've learned, and you're able to, you know, be productive person after the fact. So, again, I always, you know, of course, respect the college athlete, the ones who, you know, really do study their academics and things of that nature. And I think that's a big deal because that's, you know, I mean, you're going there for, you know, 3-4 years, right? 5 years, 6 years, something, right? And you learn about all these different people and things of that nature. And then you find out about them after their career is over. And you find out about the things that they've done and created. So I think it's a huge deal that, where if you're supportive of college sports, college football especially, you know, call into the show, talk about your school, talk about why your school is better than everybody else's school. You see what I'm saying? Whether or not it's an SEC team, or if it happens to be a team in the ACC, I guess we'll talk about them if they're in the state of Georgia, the city of Atlanta, I don't know, maybe we'll do it. And of course, if you're one of the HBCU students out there, call into the show. We are talking about your school. You know what I'm saying? It's easier if you're calling in to talk about it, though. 646-652-4479 as we continue this college segment here. And again, UGA is one of the contenders for the college football playoff. We have the running backs, just like Arby's. We have the meats, right? And a lot of people keep looking at Jake Fromm, and they keep looking at the people that Jake Fromm basically beat out. Having good games all the way around and everything like that, and a lot of people are still questioning, well, maybe we kept the worst of the three, or, you know, maybe we shouldn't have. All of that second guessing means really nothing, okay? Because he has actually proved what he can do. Those other guys haven't proved anything yet. That's a big deal. Let's see them get to a national championship game. Then we're talking about something. Until then, they're all behind, and Jake Fromm is in the front, okay? And right now, his team is 2-0 in the SEC, best conference of all time. So let's see what happens. Again, let's give the season a chance to roll out. Again, you can be critical about your college team and all that kind of good stuff. But again, a lot of y'all, you know, as fans, you're just so quick to jump off the bandwagon. We're going to talk about that in a couple of segments down into the show. 646-652-4479. We got a few minutes. Hopefully we get a couple of UGA callers in, or GSU. GSU is a great football team right now in the Sun Belt, I believe. And, you know, all those GSU students up there, you mean to tell me we don't have none who go to the football games? Is that what we're trying to say? You know, your team is 2-0. You see what I'm saying? What's really going on? You beat an SEC team on the road. I would think if you're a student of GSU, you live in the city of Atlanta, why wouldn't you want to call in and talk about your team, brag about your team? So hopefully we'll continue to have more listeners in regards to the college segment that we will continue to do week after week on Around the ATL. Jordan, any other points of interest as we get ready to segue into our next segment?
Yes, sir. A couple. Speaking of GSU, don't want to leave out the other GSU because, you know, there is always a student debate on Twitter on which one is the real GSU. Then you see these hashtags. Some say state, not southern. The others say southern, not state, whenever they're talking about the university to, you know, make a clear distinction. But Georgia Southern actually has played two games as well. Got whooped up on pretty badly against number four ranked LSU, 55-3 in their opener. Of course, that game was at LSU, but bounced back to get a win 26-18 over Maine. So good start to Georgia Southern as well. Of course, you know, they're not expected to do anything with a school like LSU, especially them being even in the lower division of Georgia State. So definitely want to congratulate all of our Georgia schools that won. You're right, Georgia State looks like they're really off to something good as they continue to build up to try to be a major program. And I think, you know, 5-10 years from now, Chris, we could see Georgia State in an even bigger conference, you know what I mean, playing a major role because it's in Atlanta, and it's in the heart of Atlanta. So if they continue to grow this program, they have top-notch facilities using the old Turner Field as a great football stadium, the stadium in which the high school football championships have now moved to as well. Yeah, definitely keeping an eye on that program over
there. Yeah, that's a good thought right there. That would be really cool to have, you know, have three major conference teams in the state of Georgia. That would be pretty big right there. 646-652-4479 is the number to call in, guys.
Three? We have two.
Oh, my bad. Hold on. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. I see what you're going to hit that. All right. So real quick, it is 3-1 Braves. Bottom of the ninth. Our man Mark Miller, son, is on the mound right now. It's a 2-1 count to Scott Kingery. So let's see if we can get this save down. Of course, all y'all's guys, Tyler Flowers with the 3-run homer. He's the one who's going to basically win this game for us. You know, it's all about Tyler tonight, y'all. I tell you what. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We're just going to take a first break. We haven't actually taken a lot of breaks in the last couple of weeks, so we're going to take one tonight. We're going to set up for the next segment, which is going to be the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of things going on with the Atlanta Falcons. A lot of talk. A lot of let's see, what can I say? Occurrences. I'm not going to say issues, but occurrences. So we're going to fill in some of those blanks and talk about that. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to listen to a little C. Ross in his song Under Construction. And we're going to come back. If you are a Falcons fan, make sure you tune in. Make sure you call in. Let other people know that we're about to talk Atlanta Falcons football on Around the ATL. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
They told me, change the circle of friends, don't want to remind them of the old me.
And we are back. This is Chris on Around the ATL on IMTN Worldwide Radio. It is Wednesday, September 11th, on a beautiful night in Georgia. As we just finished a great segment talking all the college football teams in the state of Georgia, the winning ones, the losing ones, the ones in the middle. Fortunately, we didn't have no ties like that one team in the NFL earlier.